Welcome to Time with Abba Devotional Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 15, Wednesday, 2020, Day 15. Today's topic: Oh, you who lift me up from the gates of death. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 9, verses 13 to 20, Genesis chapter 31, verse 17 to chapter 32, verse 12, Matthew chapter 10, verse 26 to chapter 11, verse 6, Proverbs 3, verses 16 to 18. Today's main passages, Psalm 9, verses 13 to 14. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. Genesis chapter 31, verses 23 to 25. Taking his relatives with him, he pursues Jacob for 7 days and caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. Then God came to Laban, the Aramean, in a dream at night and said to him, "Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad." Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country of Gilead when Laban overtook him, and Laban and his relatives camped there too. Verse 29, Laban said, "I have the power to harm you, but last night the God of your father said to me, 'Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad.'" Verse 42, Jacob said, "If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hands, and last night he rebuked you." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, "Oh, you who lift me up from the gates of death." How important it is to you of today's Psalm 9:13, "Oh, you who lift me up from the gates of death." Have you been lifted up from the gates of death? If you have experienced being saved from the gates of death, do you have a new attitude to care for other people and things? Do you have a new relationship with the Lord that you always long to be with Him? Today's Genesis chapter 31 verses 24, 29, and 42 tells us that God really would act like what it is described in today's psalm. He listened to the cry of His children and He will act. Those who kill will be killed. God warned Laban not to harm Jacob. God sent many angels to encamp around Jacob to help him and protect him. Today, Jesus led me to count all those blessings of how he lifted me up from the gates of death many times. First time, 3 years old. When I was 3 years old, I had an emergency operation to remove my appendix, but the appendix already burst out and developed to be peritonitis. That was the 50s, and the hope to be healed was almost zero. I was in Kowloon Hospital for a month. God saved me from the gates of death. Second time, 14 years old, I was in grade 8 and got very bad school report. I wanted to kill myself, but there was an angel told me something very important, and I did not do that foolish act. God saved me from the gates of health, from the gates of death. Third time, 31 years old, Michelle and I had a car accident. When our car lost control in high speed and ran down the slope of a highway, Michelle and I saw an angel like a big wooden pole in front of our car, and it slowed the speed of the car. When we went out of the car at the bottom of the highway bridge, we saw no wooden poles nor any sign in the front of the car of hitting anything. God saved Michelle and I from the gates of hell, of death. Fourth time, 47 years old, Michelle got acute leukemia, nearly died, but recovered after 3 chemotherapy. God saved Michelle from the gates of death. And I can name more. How about you? How many times did you experience God's saving act to lift you up from the gates of death? Do you believe the promise God gives you now? I will be with you. No one can harm you. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be very sure that you will be with me and no one or nothing can harm me, because I know you. Be with you and rely on you every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how many times did you experience God's saving act to lift you up from the gates of death? Number two, what kind of faith do you have with Jesus? Are you sure that God will be with you and no one or nothing can harm you? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.